Boker Tov, everyone. We're on the bottom page 131. Moving on to 132. We're at the last halacha before we move into the din of pasul b'kissin. I like to cover this halacha, which is not as halacha l'maisa, but we get some good ideas from this halacha, and then go into a quick introduction into pasul b'kissin, which we will continue in next week, Bezrat Hashem. So here we go. In order to understand Sif Hei over here, Kuf Samaches Sif Hei, we have to understand a couple of things. And that is, you've probably heard some of these concepts before, and everybody a little bit confused, because a lot of people are confused. Okay, there's a din of Bishul Akum. Okay, if a goy, we're not going to go into all the lachas today, we're not going to get any of the lachas today, but we have a general clout. A goy is not allowed to cook food for you. If a goy cooks fruit for you, the food becomes asr midra banan to eat. The food, not only the food becomes asr, the pot that the goy cooks in, it also becomes treif. It's like you cook cheese and milk together into it. It's an isra de rabbanu of blias of asuras. It is asr to eat from the food or from the kelim. We're not talking about bishul akum right now, but we are talking about today is pas akum. Pas akum, though, because of bread is such a central food in our lives, okay, especially back in the day, that is mainly what people ate in all sudas. Therefore, Chazal saw fit that it was not appropriate to aser altogether bishul akum. They thought when people are like traveling in places where there weren't a lot of Jews, they wouldn't have anything to eat if they asered pas akum also. And therefore, according to Rav Boskim, pas akum is not, the gezeira of bishul akum did not apply, and therefore we have something called pas akum is really mutter. As you see from the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Mishnah Berurah says, look at the lashon over here, in Sifkaton Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sifkaton Yudches, in the brackets, the pas akum lo itiru al midochak. Midocha Chazal allowed pas akum as opposed to bishul akum. Pas akum was not part of the gezeira. Now we'll see soon that how far we take that. But many people who don't live amongst in places where it's hard to get food, they're makbid to only eat pas Yisrael. And you'll see on certain packages or bakeries, we are all pas Yisrael. That means a Jew is involved in the baking process, not done by goy. That's what pas Yisrael is. It's a chumrah because really pas akum is really mutter meikar de dina. But we only ask from me only matter to midochak. Okay, midocha means like b'shas d'chak. Therefore, many are makbid only eat pas Yisrael. Maureen of Rabbeinu Rav Nevzal, just as a side note, he writes over here. He says over here in Dibur Maslim Eino, Lanu Adayim Baruch Hashem Eretz Yisrael. There are those who have the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael. Roi ma'ol dizarim pas akum. He says it's very, very roi. It's appropriate to be makbid on pas akum over here in Eretz Yisrael. There's a sheet of the Rishon hold that only allowed pas akum for those who were fasting for 3 days, who didn't have what to eat for 3 days. Then we allowed pas akum. Okay, we don't paskin like the sheet, but we see how far it was taken that some sheet is hold. It was only really, really b'shas of the chak. Gam yesh b'derakal bayot nosafot b'mafiyot shel goyim. If you're dealing with a bakery of goyim, there could be other issues like b'kashus akelim, b'kashus shumanim, b'nipu akemach. They don't sift the flour, mitoloim. There could be other issues also with pas akum. They could be really mikor din issues. But let's assume even when you have a bakery that has a good hashkacha and it's watched over, really pas akum was only allowed b'shas techak. Now we can understand this seif over here in Seif Hey. We're talking about a person who has two different types of bread on the table. One's pas Yisrael and one's pas akum. Which one should he botzea on? So it says over here in the Mechaber, we have three different cases over here. Case number one. Pas Oved Kochavim Nekia who pas Kibur Shal Yisrael. You have pas Oved Kochavim. You have pas Goy. Okay, pas Akum, but it's Nikia. It is white bread. Who pas Kibur Shal Yisrael, and you have the pas Kibur, but it's Bishul Yisrael. Which one should he use? So, im eino nizar mi pas Oved Kochavim. If this person in general eats pas Akum, he's not makbid not to eat pas Akum. So therefore, mevarech alizam and shir itzah. Over here, you have two different milas. On one side, you have the mile of pas naki, because he's not normally makbid on pas akum. On the other side, he has a chance over here of eating pas Yisrael. So each one has a mile that the other one does not have. Therefore, the Mechaber says this guy can choose whatever he wants to do. He'll probably choose the pas naki, because it's better tasting, because anyway, he's not makbid on pas akum. Okay? But he's allowed to do whatever he wants. V'imu nizrmi pas akum, if he is generally makbid not to eat pas akum, so misalik pas naki shalom v'kochom mi'al shulchan, halachar berkas amalzi, he should take the pas akum off the table, and therefore the only one on your table is left is the pas Yisrael, and therefore he'll make the bruch on this. So this is a little bit tzarach Ian, as we learned yesterday. We saw yesterday the only time you have to choose between two breads is if you're planning on eating both of them. We just said this person doesn't eat pasakum. So why does he have to remove it from the table? Anyways, it's not part of his, he wasn't planning on eating anyways. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sikkot Yud Tes, three lines down. Many Achron still completely disagree with the Machaber. The Kevin Chu Nizar, who Max Exelisir, since this person is Nizar from Pas Akum, he holds it also for me to eat. Maya Hani Lechavi Uso cares that he likes that type of bread, brother. Okay? And therefore, you don't have to take it off the table. Mr. Bruce says, Mikol Makom, Lechatchila Tov Lachosh, Ledvarav, Lesalik. Yeah, since the Mechaber said it anyways, better to take it off the table, but really make it a din. You're even allowed to take it off, leave it on the table, and make the bracha on that one. Okay? Fine. That's case number one. When you're dealing with an individual, he is Nizar Bin Pasakum. He's not Nizar Bin Pasakum. That's that. Second case. Vim Balabayis Einu Nizar Bin Pasakum. Let's say the Balabayis is that he does not worry about Pasakum. Okay, vein daitu lechol kol hasurak pasul kochom kinekia, and his plan is to eat from the white bread because it's tastier, it's better, and he's not makbid pasakum. But aval bnei beso, his kids came home from Eretz Yisrael and they're firmer than the father now, and they think they don't have to listen to the father, and therefore they're makbid on pasakum. Okay, they don't eat pasakum. So what does he do? He's making a motzi, and you have pasakum on the table, and you have not pasakum on the table. What does the father do then? So he says like this, okay? They prefer the pas shenu naki shal Yisrael. Ushtei alechem unachim al hashulchan. Both of these lechemim are on the table. The balabayis tzarich livtzua al pas nekia shal oved kochavim. He has to make the bracha pas oved nekia shal oved kochavim. Hovu abotzea, since he's the botzea, vein daitu lechol elam yoto pas, and he's not planning on eating from the pas keeper of Yisrael. We saw in the first halacha, he's planning on eating from both of them, so he can choose whatever he wants. But in this case, he's only planning on eating the white bread. Therefore, he's the botzea. He goes ahead and is botzea on the white bread. So I asked Maureen Rabbi and Rav Nevensal yesterday, because it's mashma from over here, since he's the botzea, and he eats for the basakum, and the rest of the b'nei beso, they're forced to eat that also. Rav Nevensal did not think so. He thought they could go ahead and eat from their own bread in this case. We're just telling the din of the balabais. He would have to make a motzi on is the pasnaki shalakum, because that's what he is planning on eating. But let's say the opposite is the case. Vima balabais nizar bi pasovi kachavim. Now the balabais, he is careful not to eat pasakum. V'yisrael sheinu nizar bekach meisi vimo ala shulchan. But a Yisrael that is not Nizar Mipasakum is sitting at the table. Okay, here the father went there to Yisrael and learned for a couple of years, and he got more from it than his family, and he's not Nizar Mipasakum. Okay, then the family's not Nizar Mipasakum. So, Kevan the mitzvah mutal us al balabayis, since the mitzvah is mutal on the balabayis, okay? Sorry, this is not necessarily his Bnei Beis, though. This is the Yisrael. She knew that there's another person at his table. He says, sit in the mitzvah as mutalis in the balabais. Yitza mina yofa sholov di kachavim. V'kevin chutu litzo atur kolosud over here. He says over here, in this case, he has to go ahead and treat his guest nicely. And therefore, he has to be botzea from the yofa sholov di kachavim. Kevin chutu litzo atur kolosud. Since the guest is going to eat from regular pasakum, so it's matter the balabais also to go ahead and eat from it also over here. And since it's mutter for it to botzea, it's hot to the call suda. Once he can be with botzea on it, we matter him to eat it from the rest of the suda, because at the end of the day, he, at the end of the day, make her to dinner, it's mutter to eat from pasakum. Okay, says the Ramah though, v'davka shechavi lavo to pas. This is only if he would really prefer the pasakum because it tastes better. Okay, back in the day, it was Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread used to be not kosher. Maybe it's kosher now. I have no idea. Okay, it looked a lot better than the kosher bread. Okay, and that would be the case. Oh yeah, let's say it was pasakum, and it was kosher. It was pasakum. In this case, if it's chavi v'lav, so you would have to eat it. He ain't no chavi v'lav. He does not even want the pasakum. It doesn't even look better. The pasakum looks better. Below is there pasakum if you chavim? Ain't no tzarich laktimo. Then there is no mitzvah laktimo, because in this case it's a hilo. There's only one bread on the table. He's not interested in the pasakum at all. But when he refer the pasakum, the only reason why he's not eating it is because it's pasakum. But there's someone else at the table who will eat it. We see the balabais goes ahead and is botzea on the pasakum for the other guy. That's what comes out over here in this Seif, and that's really the end of the dinim over here of which breads to choose. Hey, now he's down the simon splits into two, as I said before. That's really the whole beginning of the simon is what bread to choose. Now we move into the dinim of pasava b'kisnin, which is one of the most complicated sugyas when you're dealing with hilchos brachos. We're going to start over here with a little bit of an introduction. If we say over the concepts over and over again, hopefully you'll sink into our heads and we'll understand it better to understand what to do and just not memorize a couple of things that Ami Mirzel says. Okay, so here we go. Pasav Abikissin. What is Pasav Abikissin? Pasav Abikissin, we'll define exactly what is in Siv Zion, three shitas, but generally bread that is not normally eaten as a sudadika bread. It's something that was added in. They had sugar. Okay, all these different cakes and cookies and rugelach and crackers, all these things are not necessarily meal-type foods. They're more snack, dessert-type foods. But the essence is they're really made the same as bread at the beginning. You take water and you take flour and you mix them together. Over here, it happens to be, you get a lot of other chazarai mitz in there also. Okay, you have all the, you have the margarine, and you have the oil, and you have the sugar, and all these other things you add into these also. That's the difference between pasava b'kisnin and bread. Bread is flour and water. Nowadays, our bread also, we had sugar on top, and sugar in the dough also. Okay, we'll discuss that also. But basically, it's the same start, flour and water. Therefore, really, you flour and water, and the other part is, then you go ahead and bake it. That's the second point. You bake in an oven just like bread. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Simon Reish Ches, that Pasaba B'kissin Middel Raisa is exactly bread. It is bread Middel Raisa. And therefore, we should really get all the same qualifications like bread. It should have to wash. You should have to make a motzi. You should have to bench on it. Just like bread, because it's bread Middel Raisa. However, Chazal came, and they said no. Okay? They said bread, we're going to define bread basically only is bread that you are going to become satiated from. That's the ikar part of your suda. But all these other types of bread, which we call now pasav b'kisnin, okay, that are dessert type foods and snack type foods, those are going to stay as a borei min hamizonos and will make an alam michya. Okay, how could they do this? Midaraisa, nitza of v'achalta v'savata v'rachta. You go ahead and you have to bench midaraisa if you're, so therefore, this only works, as we'll soon see, if you don't eat the normal amount you eat as a suda. If you don't eat a suda, you just have a snack. You just have a little bit. So then enachanami, then Chazal is the right to say it's going to be borim nimizonos alamichya, because you're having it as a snack. Once you're going to turn it into a suda, okay, we'll define what that means a little bit later on. Okay, once you're going to have a suda, it goes back to the del raisa din. It is exactly like bread, and therefore, it is going to be a motzi lechem mina aretz, and borei em birkas amazon, and you have to wash for it. That's the din. Look inside the mechaber over here at the beginning. Pasaba b'kisnin, the din is mevarich alav borei min amazonos, uva achara bracha achas main shalosh. Possibly kiss and you make a brahmin zonos, and after it you say brachachas mein shalosh. You say alamichya. Vim achol mimenu shir shachem li grigili kbo alav. If you eat the amount that people normally are koveya sudan, afal pishu lo savea mimenu. Even though personally he is not satiated. Mevarech alav amotzi aberkas amazon, and now transfers from the borim minizonos, and it becomes mamish bread, and it would get al nitiyos yadayim, it will be amotzi lachaminarts, and it will be berkas amazon, because midaraisa is bread. And therefore, that's the halacha when it comes to Pasal of Kissin. There's a lot more to mevar, a lot more to explain, and Bezrat Hashem in the Hemshech, we will understand much better about Pasal of Kissin. Everyone have a great day.